Sonny, I understand you are tipping off with basketball.
Kim, let's begin with basketball.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
The National Basketball Association tips off a new season later Tuesday night with three games. The Chicago Bulls host LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Atlanta Hawks are at home against the Detroit Pistons. And reigning MVP Stephen Curry and the defending NBA champion Golden State Warriors entertain the New Orleans Pelicans. Before coming to the studio, I bumped into VOA colleague Mwamoyo Hoops Hamza in the hallway, and Hoops Hamza said, "Sonny, don't be surprised if Golden State and Cleveland play each other again in the NBA Finals." In this Sunny Side of Sports highlight for 2015, I give kudos to the Warriors for lifting the trophy in June. Here's a Sunny Side of Sports salute to the Golden State Warriors, who won their first National Basketball Association championship in 40 years. The Warriors scored a 105-97 road victory over the Cleveland Cavaliers to win the NBA Finals 4-2. League MVP Stephen Curry scored 25 points for the Warriors, a total matched by teammate Andre Iguodala. The 31-year-old Iguodala, whose father is Nigerian, was named the most valuable player of the NBA Finals. Golden State's head coach is Steve Kerr, who won 5 NBA titles as a player and now his first as a coach. Kerr began his post-game news conference with praise for the Cavaliers.
Congratulations to Cleveland, to Coach Blatt, who did a fantastic job. You think about the injuries they had, 2 of their top 3 players going down. And for them to have the season that they had and to get to the finals and to compete at the highest level and to have us on the ropes, it's an amazing job. And obviously LeBron is just an incredible player. So congrats to the Cavs. We were fortunate in a lot of ways this year. Maybe number one was health. To win a title, there's obviously a lot of work, but a lot of luck as well. And we had a lot of luck on our side this year, and our guys took advantage of it, and they were fantastic. But, man, what a night.
As Coach Kerr said, LeBron James is an incredible basketball player. He averaged almost 36 points, 13 rebounds, and 9 assists each game during the NBA Finals. But it was not enough for Cleveland to win its first NBA title. One of the key players for the Warriors in their title-clinching victory was forward Draymond Green, who had a team-high 11 rebounds and 10 assists. Green says the club's savior in the NBA Finals, though, was Andre Iguodala.
Andre is that guy that we all look to when everything's going bad. I mean, whether it's him taking a backseat and letting Harrison start, you know, and not mumbling a word about coach's decision all year. And then coming in, he was great the entire series, not just when he started starting. He was great the entire series, but he saved this season for us. I always say Andre's a pro's pro. He's a professional guy, and it showed, and that's why he's the MVP of this series, and that's why we're champions.
That's Draymond Green of the Golden State Warriors, the 2015 NBA champions. We heard from Golden State coach Steve Kerr earlier. Kerr will not be leading the Warriors Tuesday night when they host the New Orleans Pelicans in their opening game. He's had 2 recent back surgeries and is still recovering. Luke Walton, one of the sons of Basketball Hall of Famer Bill Walton, is the interim Golden State coach until Kerr returns. Speaking of coaches, Zimbabwe football coach Kalisto Pasuwa is earning kudos as we hear now from reporter Michael Cariotti in Harare.
The former Dynamo's coach has taken Zimbabwe's Warriors to the 2016 African Nations Championship Finals, only 2 months after he took the national junior team, the Young Warriors, to the Africa Games Festival held in the Congo. This comes after a Roderick Ntuma's strike saw the Warriors settle for a 1-0 draw against the Crocodiles of Lesotho in Maseru, leaving Zimbabwe sailing through to the finals 4-2 on aggregate. The Warriors had won the first leg 3-1 in Harare, and after finishing fourth at the last finals in South Africa, Captain Danny Phiri is hoping this time around they'll go through to the final and hopefully win the tournament.
I would like to promise them that we'll go through to the finals this time.
Pasua will also go into history as the only coach in Zimbabwean football to win 4 consecutive league titles after achieving that feat with Dynamos when winning the championship in 2011, 2012, 2013 and 2014. The Warriors' qualification also comes barely a week after the women's soccer team, the Mighty Warriors, had also qualified for the 2016 Olympic Games to be held in Rio de Janeiro. However, there was no joy back at home for Pasua's former club Dynamos, who dropped 2 crucial points after stuttering to a 1-0 draw against relegation-threatened Flame Lily at Lafarge. Although the club's supporters still had belief after last week's goalless draw against Harare City, this time they are singing another tune saying the league title is all but gone. One of them is Amon Makore.
No hope, no hope, no hope. The race is between now, it's chicken in and platinum. We are out of the race now.
Even coach Twendera Indiraya admits the league title is no longer in their hands, saying it is now chicken in or FC Platinum's for the taking. Leaders Chicken In and second placed FC Platinum are scheduled to play each other on Wednesday at Luveve Stadium. The Premier Soccer League are still to respond to Chicken In, who have requested for the postponement of the game, saying they want to assess some of their players who were in Lesotho with the national team. However, there is good news for Cholocho Pirates, who have moved out of the relegation zone after a 1-0 win over Lloyd Mutasaswawa. The win sees them share 26 points with the Buffaloes, but the Mutare-based Zimbabwe National Army side, who lost 1-0 at home to Wange, have dropped to fourth from bottom on goal difference. Harare City have also dropped one place down the ladder after being overtaken by Wange in sixth position. This comes after the 2-0 home draw with Haumain, with Soul coach Taurai Mangwiro blaming referee Josiah Masimire instead of his strikers, who missed too many chances.
How do you explain a kung fu style from the goalkeeper? Someone sees no offense in that. I thought somebody must have played a part in frustrating our players.
Sunday Chidzambwa's ZPC Kariba are now in ninth place after a 4-1 spanking of Dongo Sawmills, a result that gives bottom place Dongo little chances of survival. Reporting in Harare, this is Michael Cariotti.
Eight candidates have officially thrown their hats into the ring to be the next president of FIFA, World Football's governing body, which has been rocked by a corruption scandal this year. They are Prince Ali bin Al Hussein from Jordan, 2 Frenchmen, Michel Platini and Jerome Champagne, former Trinidad and Tobago captain David Nakid, UEFA General Secretary Gianni Infantino, he's a Swiss lawyer, Bahraini Royal Sheikh Salman bin Brahim Al Khalifa, he's the head of the Asian Football Confederation, and 2 Africans, Musa Beliti from Liberia and Tokyo Sexwale from South Africa. In Johannesburg Tuesday, Sexwale addressed the media.
FIFA, the organization of the beautiful game, is damaged. The brand is severely undermined. I have been with FIFA in football for 9 years. Next year, February, I shall be finishing a whole decade in FIFA. FIFA is broken, and what is broken is the administration of FIFA. Now, for me, that's cakewalk. That's the easiest thing that I know, administration. To run organizations whose budgets and finances are far, 10, 20 times bigger than FIFA. FIFA doesn't have money. Of course, it has made a lot of money under Mr. Blatter. But I've administered organizations, banks, mining companies, far larger than FIFA, both in the country and abroad. Listed companies, South Africa, Australia, New York Stock Exchange, and London. Now, that's the knowledge you want to bring into FIFA. It's a very simple thing. What has been broken in FIFA is the inability to follow money. Money has got traces. It's got invoices. It's got follow the money. If you follow the money, it's got fingerprints. It's got footprints. It's got tracks. And if it disappears, find out who the last person was there who was standing.
Follow the money. That's South African businessman Tokyo Sexwale, one of his country's wealthiest men, as well as an anti-apartheid activist and former political prisoner. In fact, the 62-year-old Sexwale was once jailed alongside Nelson Mandela on Robben Island. He's trying to become the first African to head FIFA in its 111-year history in presidential elections scheduled in just under 4 months on February 26th in Zurich, Switzerland. And in case you're wondering about Tokyo's name, well, it has a sporting tie. Tokyo enjoyed karate when he was a boy, the martial art that was developed in Japan. Whether he or the seven other candidates can clean up FIFA, well, I guess that remains to be seen. Owen Gibson, writing in the British daily The Guardian on Tuesday, said, and I quote, "The eight candidates come with enough baggage to put an airport terminal."